I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We have been starting, and we are going to work through the summer, a series on gratitude and looking at all the dynamics of gratitude. And I've produced this gratitude reel. And it has four elements to it. There's the personal aspect of gratitude. There's the community or public aspect of gratitude. There is the emotional, the feelings part of gratitude. And there's the action part of gratitude. And last week we focused in on the ethical part of gratitude on a personal level. We carry on today on myself, our personal level, and we move from feeling to action, which is called ethics. Now, this is a huge field. In fact, I was preparing for this in January. I went through three books and a number of blog sites, and I realized last week I tried to give you too much. It reminded me of a joke. The farmer came in a blizzard to a church service, and the pastor had made it through as well. And so the minister said to the guy, the farmer would come in, he said, "Well, do you want me to take the service or not?" "Oh," he said, "when I'm out to feed the cattle and I go through a storm and I see my cow there, I feed it." "Okay," said the minister. And so they had all the readings, four hymns, long service. And at the end of it, he said to the farmer, "Well, what do you think?" He said, "Well, I see the cow. I don't give him the whole load." So it's sort of like that this morning. I've decided to break down this whole area of me and ethics into two Sundays. And today we're going to look at the foundations of ethical gratitude. And next Sunday we're going to look at the practice of this as Christians. So how do we practice it next week, this week, the foundation? At birth, we receive three gifts. We get at birth the gift of life. We also get the gift of love. And we get the understanding of a response we have got. We are sentient beings right from the time, even before we come out of the birth canal, we are sentient beings. And so right from the beginning, we have life, we have love, and we have emotional responses. And we've talked last week about emotions and what they were. They were spontaneous internal responses to persons, places, and situations. And they also have no morality. They are not right nor wrong. They are just emotions. Now, we have this personal emotion of thankfulness. Now we have to do something with it. And we have a disposition from our birth of an attitude towards thankfulness. We are basically thankful people. And so we take the emotion, we take the disposition, and we put it into action. We have an action, an outlook of being thankful. And this action of a feeling is what an ethic is about. I'm going to give you a definition. An ethic is a framework of principles. We feel it, we think it, and we do it. It's a framework of principles. So think about all the ethics that you follow, and if you broke it down, that one word or two words that are in your ethic, maybe in your profession there's a whole statement of ethics, but underneath that there's principles for each ethic. And it's true for us. And being a people of thankfulness as an individual, having an attitude of gratitude, it's like love. It's a decision. Do I decide to be thankful or not? Some people, and we're watching it around us today in the world, have an attitude of not ever saying thank you. They want more, they demand more, and they will walk over people and bully people, and there's not a sense of compassion. They don't have an attitude of thankfulness. But as we saw in the readings of Scripture today, there was a lot of thankfulness expressed. Jesus himself talked about in the Gospel of Mark today about he had compassion. And compassion is a part of thankfulness. He had the feeling of caring, of empathy, and caring for others. But there was that sense of thankfulness in there. And it was like, it's love as well. So, what's happening is, once we start to act out of our sense of gratitude, and we've moved away from it just being a feeling, and we put it into action, then we are moving to from a noun to a verb. And so, thankfulness is both a noun, but it's also a verb. And when it's at the me and emotion stage, we're really at the noun stage, but now we're moving towards living our thankfulness. It's being a verb. We're putting thankfulness into action. And we're going to speak a lot more about that next week. Now, I am blessed and I am thankful every day. I start my day, as soon as I come to, with an expression of thankfulness. I thank God the Creator for the day that I'm awake. I thank God, and I do it in sort of a, not a rote, but I think about intentionally all that I'm thankful for. This morning I was thankful that I was coming here to be with you. Thankful to be here in this community of people who live a life with each other in love. Oh, occasionally we have our spats or our differences, but we're basically underneath it all. We are a community of love and caring, and I'm thankful for that. I would hate being in a community where there was a lot of hostility and acrimony, of distrust and bullying. And I've been in a parish and was sent to a parish years ago where it was known to be a parish of bullies. And I have to tell you, it was very difficult some days to get up and to go to be with the community. It gradually broke down and we got through it. But it was working through what were they afraid of? What were they always angry about? And we see a lot of anger is used to try to motivate people. And it's a bad motivation. It's a bad ethic. Our ethic, and I'm living gratitude at a personal level, is that we try to live the gratitudinal ethic of love, caring, and reconciliation. It's a decision, and it's up to each of us to think about in our own lives, what is my ethic about gratitude as a Christian person? Where do I start my day in fear, or do I start my day in gratitude? And what am I grateful for? What do I give thanksgiving for? And I suggest that we give thanksgiving for life itself. For the best day of our lives is when? Wasn't yesterday. It wasn't when I was 16 with pimples. It wasn't when I was 25 and my hair started falling out. No, it's today. I am thankful for today. I can't live tomorrow today. I have to live today today, and I have to look forward in gratitude for tomorrow. And so I suggest that we live in gratitude right now for all the blessings that we have been given from the day of our birth. Gratitude for life, gratitude for love, and gratitude for being able to respond to it, being sentient people. Successful living in gratitude is a habit. we start to be thankful people. Have you ever noticed people you like to be with and people who you find it a difficult time to be with? Do an analysis. Why do I like being with this person? Why do I find it a bit of a chore to be with that person? It often comes down to their basic attitude. Their basic attitude of thankfulness or expression of love. I would suggest for people, and from study and also from longitudinal studies, not just in the Christian field, but out in the secular world, they've done these studies to suggest how to be successful as a person who lives in gratitude. The first suggestion is to start keeping a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal. Many of us journal about the events of the day. I got a snarky phone call from my neighbor, you know, over my unpainted fence, or something like that. That may go into your journal, but you wouldn't put that in the gratitude journal. The gratitude journal talks about, what am I thankful for today? And at the end of the day, you're challenged to start thinking, wow. And you try to make the journal from one word to one page as time goes on. Make it a daily practice. Make it a habit of being thankful. Not just something that we often say thank you, and I talked about this last week, when somebody gives you something, which is lovely. We should do that. Don't take it for granted. But we often think, well, it's an exchange. You do this for me, I'll do that for you. I'm thankful for that. And we see a lot of that happening in the world today. But that's not Christian gratitude. Christian gratitude is, I'm thankful for being alive. And I'm thankful for whatever it might be. Thankful for the love of your partner. Thankful for better health. But also just thankful for enjoying the sunny day. So you make it a daily practice, not just once a week or once in a while. And start to think all the time with gratitude. When you're in a situation, what am I thankful for right now? Am I thankful for a cushion on the seat? Or whatever it might be, just have a sense and an awareness of what we are thankful for. And also, we remember that our prayers should be an expression of thankfulness. A personal prayer. I love this thought that a blogger put out that I read in February, and that is, we have to stop thinking of God as a divine vending machine. God is not a divine vending machine. We are thankful to God, but we also have to live in a sense of thankfulness ourselves. So what are the benefits of gratitude for individuals? Again, I go back to psychological studies and analysis. They have found that people who are genuinely living in gratitude, with that being their principal ethic of life, and this is all about ethic, their stress level is markedly reduced. Markedly reduced stress if they're thankful. And I know people who have gone through unbelievable stress in their lives, but they have an attitude of thankfulness and they do amazingly well. So well, they don't need to see therapists. I mean, it is impressive. So reduced stress with thankfulness. Also, people live a longer life. If you can possibly do it, you live a longer life. And the last benefit is sleep better. So, but that's an analysis. Every individual case is individual to itself. But as Christian people, I challenge us to think about this, and next week we're going to look at the application of this attitude of thankfulness in our daily lives at a personal level. But I am always thankful, And I am thankful that God is with me, the Holy Spirit is with me, and I'm thankful to be with you. For in you is also the presence of God. And I pray that as we receive the Eucharist, we experience that reaffirmation of the love of God pouring into us symbolically through the bread and the wine, that God is present with us, alive in us, and that we are alive in God. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.